think that's why the Duke was so furious when the message came from Finn Paneer about you. It was like having it happen all over again. But he never said anything. No, of course not. You're his daughter's age, after all. He wouldn't tell you. But what did he say when he gave you his ring? That if I ever needed or wanted his help, to bring or send it. That's what I thought. When he came back, he told us, his officers, the councils of dukes, east and west, that if you showed up, or the ring showed up, we were to do anything to help you. Anything. Without question. Spend our last copper, if we had to, or kill if you were in danger, and he would make it good. Whatever. That's why Piter wouldn't take your money. He'd give any duke's man a meal once, but tonight was the ring, and what the duke said. Pox blushed. But Kolya, I'm all right now. I don't need... He couldn't be sure. You aren't carrying a sword. The duke said you might look like anything. Beggar, thief, slave, common laborer, guard. But unless you showed up mounted in full armor, we were to assume that you needed our help, and that you'd not admit you needed it. Kolya paused and sighed. You are going out there after what I've told you? Yes. Tomorrow. Unless you have a reason to wait. No. Go on. It will bother him that you don't have a sword. You said he would hire me. Perhaps I'll earn one from him. Oh, he'll have you. He said fever in the stronghold this year. Where did he campaign this season? He didn't tell you? No, I suppose he wouldn't. About the time you left the company, he heard from the Regency Council in Varela. They'd found out that he had taken the whole garrison south, and they were furious. Pox was confused, and must have shown it, because Kolya explained. He holds this steading under a grant from the Crown of Seya. He's supposed to strengthen the stronghold, which he's done, and maintain a garrison against any invader. It was a Seyan outpost before he got it, you see. Anyway, he always had at least 50 fighters here, usually more, but that last year in Arrhenius, he pulled everyone out, active or retired, anyone who could swing a sword. So, the regents claimed he'd broken his oath to the crown, and they would have forfeited the grant, only no one else wanted to come up and fight the orcs and cross our duke in the process. Arkelin heard part of it. The duke said his oath to his men came first, and that he'd had no reason to expect trouble. It was the only time in 20 years he'd failed in the slightest part of his oath to the crown. Then, before they could forbid him to go south again, he said he was staying in the north. He'd gotten profit enough, and was short of men. So that winter before last, he routed out the orcs nearby, and recruited replacements for the losses in Arrhenius, and that summer recruited some more. He had to get rid of many who'd joined in the south. By this spring, he was nearly up to strength. He sent one cohort east to Pargon to help man border forts, but he stayed here. So he's been here over a year? Yes, except for those weeks with you and Finn Paneer. It's the longest he's been here since Tamar was killed. How is he? Kolya looked away. Oh. Well, I suppose. He's kept busy. He hasn't been sick. He trains all the time. But what? I don't know what. That trouble with the regents, with the Marshal General, and I dare say he worries about an heir. We've wondered if he thinks of marrying again. She rolled the apple around the table under her hand. There's nothing I can name, only the sense of great anger underneath. We worry. The veterans, the old ones, what will happen when he... if he... Pox nodded.